Greg, theoretically, every month of the year is equally important when it comes to personal finances, but there's something special about January, the beginning of a new year, isn't there?
There is. For one thing, you start doing a little planning. You look back at what you did and what you might do. And secondly, I think you have a little more cash, it seems, around January. You have CDs that you bought a year ago or 5 years ago. You have savings accounts that mature, savings bank CDs. You have dividends from stock and that sort of thing. So you've got accumulated cash.
So we're starting a new year, a clean slate, or at least the illusion of a clean slate. We're looking at where to put the money this year. And, well, what do you think? I mean, stocks, bonds, they really haven't worked out all that well recently.
I feel like there's the things you really think about or that you've heard a lot about, stocks, bonds, gold, that sort of thing, even commodities in general, are all beset by uncertainty. You know, stocks, which are so popular at one time, you have the European crisis, you have the deficit crisis here. We don't know. It's so uncertain. It could be a couple years or even more before stocks show a bounce. But I do think there's one area that people at least should think about.
And I suspect that area is actually it was the topic of our very first Money Matters conversation several years ago, and that would be real estate. And way back then, we were worried about the real estate bubble bursting. Well, that's come and gone. Does real estate look better now?
Well, I think when you can go out and buy a home that's priced at lower than its assessed value, you know, why not think about it? You need a little cash. You can't go into it with a few hundred dollars like you could a CD. But if you do have some money lying around, it's worth thinking about.
Real estate, I've always been leery of it. For one thing, I don't want to be a landlord, you know. I mean, it can be tempting to buy a house at a rock-bottom price and then rent it out, but doggone it, the plumbing backs up and you get these calls at midnight, and I don't want to deal with that.
You know, I'm in your camp, but you don't have to actually own it outright and manage it. First of all, you can hire a manager, and that cuts into your profit, but still, you can do that on the plus side. And over a few years, perhaps the property is worth more, and you do okay. Secondly, there's a variety of ways. There's partnerships you can get into. There are real estate brokers looking for people willing to put up some money with others. There's real estate investment trusts that could do very well over the next few years. And there are real estate stocks outright that could do well as the housing environment improves. And I one final point. I wouldn't overlook refinancing your mortgage. If you can do it, if you're not real badly underwater, a refinance is a way to be investing in real estate, you might say.
So you think might be a good year for real estate then? Or do you really want to go out on a limb and recommend it?
Well, as usual, I'd point out that if this doesn't work out, you didn't hear it from me.
Thanks, Greg. Greg Heberlin is KPLU's financial commentator. You can download our Money Matters conversations at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.